stop making fun of me.
You just left Pewter City. How do you have 6 badges? That's impossible!
Why are you crying about it?
Ash was a very emotional kid.
I love my favorite line in all of them is when fucking Brock Blastoise is the bomb.
Blastoise is the bomb.
I didn't hear a word Ryan said. When they go to the island with all the War Turtles and the Blastoise, Brock straight up says, Blastoise is the bomb. And it's like 4 years after people stop saying.
Ah, here you go, Ryan. Bam.
Did you find it?
Yep. It's some person watching on their DS, but whatever. Blastoise is the bomb.
You're watching?
That's the way immediately.
Oh god, what have we done?
Blastoise is the bomb. I'm Brock. Let me get at them titties.
It's Brock.
Hey, can we use the Pokemon rap as our intro song?
No.
I love that song. I used to know it all. I don't know any of it anymore. Blastoise is the bomb.
I just tied to baby spiders.
That's terrible. You should stop playing this game.
They kept staring at me and I couldn't move and they just ate my face. They're like, ah, ah, ah.
Oh, come on.
You'll never defeat the crawler, Ash. He's way too strong for you.
I have 6 badges. How do you have 6 badges?
You just left the theater.
I'm a compulsive liar.
Who's this bitch with you? We should redub the whole series.
I would love
already rich version.
But I think we could do better.
I think we could do an awesome job. Look into that, Dwayne.
I'll be Gary.
Yes, you will.
Smell you later, Ash.
I can be an overly emotional God. Ash. Stop it, Gary!
Sounds like you're getting raped.
Blast! This is the bomb.
Ryan can be Brock. Terry, you can be Misty.
Terry can be Misty.
I'd make a great Misty.
Where are you guys going?
Starmie, I choose you.
It's Starmie. She's doing like something like, you know how she's spun and shit? It's Starmie.
About to get real wet in here.
Misty always being
wet. I was thinking Terry more like Professor Oak, but I think he won the part for Misty.
He won us over with his charm.
Did I nail it?
Did it, buddy.
Look, send the rest of the auditioners home.
Dude, at one point when she says something back to Gary, Gary's just gotta be like, what the fuck?
Who's this sexy lady? You're a pig. Whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be mean,
like,
Gary.
Yeah, what if Ash and Brock, they were completely fine with it? Like, everybody from Pewter or whatever, they're just like, whatever.
Everybody else around him just, like, whispering.
Everybody else. Oh, Jesus.
Whoa, Trini. Post-op or pre-op?
What do you mean?
I choose Starmie.
I'm too much for you to handle.
Yeah, but Gary only has eyes for Ash.
Hungry,
he says all these
eyes.
Things just to impress him.
I already have 6 badges. Show them to me, Gary.
There are 8 badges in Canton, but I got 10.
Ow! Are you stealing them? Give them back!
Why?
That's not how Pokemaster acts.
Gary!
He rolls around in his Corvette with fucking in cheerleaders and shit.
Later, moves them.
I'm off to get my 11th badge.
What is it with that?
Your second.
There's no cars in Pokemon at all.
There's no roads or anything.
Well, there's bike
just
roads.
Walks everywhere. They live in the Dark Ages.
Sending kids off to fight wars.
10 years old.
Giving them animals that breathe fire.
Get out there for your country, son.
Time for you to be a man, son. Here's
time
a fire-breathing
time
dragon.
To get the shit.
Here's a fire-breathing monkey.
Get out there and make me proud.
What? I saw a picture today, and it's Ash, like, behind, what's his name? Charizard, like, pulling with a chain, and he's, like, sitting on a sled, and there's 2 Pokemon in front of it. It's like, why didn't he just ride on his back?
That would make sense.
He'd probably throw him off. Fucking Charizard hated
Ash.
Yeah,
he's an asshole.
Could you blame him, though? Ash was such a dumbass. It's okay, we'll let him win. Are you fucking kidding me? You almost let him die. Remember that time he almost died in the woods? His flame almost went out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He never forgot.
Should we really had a
podcast and talk about Pokemon for a while?
He really had a... Yeah, let's start it. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the C-Wagons podcast, everybody.
Fucking guide.
I don't have to do the intro every week, okay? You guys can just start whenever. Episode 77, go.
Yeah, but every time we do it, you never like it.
Yeah.
Because you do it so bad.
We're just like, man, they don't have like some dicks all day.
And I use it every single time.
You don't like it.
Alex, introduce us as Gary. Go, Gary.
Welcome to the Team Mongoose podcast. Smell you later.
Where are you go? You're on the podcast.
Podcast's over.
You gotta play the little song when he walks away.
That's a wrap.
Isn't that how it always goes, though? We start, right,
anyway.
And then someone says something stupid, and then Zoe.
Yeah.
Like, all right, anyway, Ash had a golden Pokemon with that Charmander, okay? He evolved quick, and he was smart, but he was a dumbass. He hated it.
And he was smart, but he was a dumbass.
Ash was a dumbass, and Charizard hated him. He gave away all his good Pokemon and kept all the
shit. Yeah, motherfuckers talking about, I'm going to catch them all. He caught, like, 2.
Yeah.
He caught 2 and only used Pikachu, who always failed when it came to, like, clutch. Like, clutch time, Pikachu was like, oh, I'm such a bitch. Char was like, I'm done.
This is bullshit.
I'm just going to sit here and take a nap. Look, you got level 3 Pokemon over there. I'm a final evolution. Like, why don't you use me every fucking time?
Yeah, really, Ash? You're going to go with this, scrawny bitch?
Go ahead.
Friggin' electric road, bitch.
I never understood, like, why he didn't evolve Pikachu either. It was Pikachu didn't want to be involved, right?
No. Comes a whole nother Pokemon. He was going to do it for Ash.
But he was going to turn into a Raichu.
And then Ash was like, I don't want to do this.
And Charizard was like, oh my god, this little girl.
But you Pikachu
God, Misty, tell him to grow some balls.
He was completely fine with all of his other Pokemon doing it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he's seen all of his other Pokemon evolve.
Squirtle stopped himself. And he was like, okay, whatever, man. If you don't want to evolve...
Yeah, but he didn't cry about it.
Yeah, he wasn't totally emotional.
Big weepy emotional thing. Yeah. He's like, okay, you don't want to do it, whatever, I don't care. I don't even care about you.
And see, and Bulbasaur knew it was that because he's like, fuck you, I'm going to evolve. I was a shit.
Hell yeah,
wait, do it. Bulbasaur never evolved.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Did he make it all the way?
I don't know if he went all the way, but he made the second. I remember because he had Ivysaur. The bulb on his back.
I think he went all the way because he went to that place where they were all like, Bulbasaur, you remember?
He didn't evolve there. That's when he used Solar Beam, but he didn't evolve there.
I'm pretty sure he evolved there to the second
one. I know he evolved, dude. He evolved.
Somebody
once.
Gaggle it. Some dead serious shit. Don't sigh.
OG Pokemans. Evolations. Original series.
I don't understand why Dwight sounds so depressed right now.
Yeah, dude.
Cuz.
This is important work.
Yeah.
He can't handle Bulbasaur.
I heard he got six badges.
He had to go to Ivysaur.
He got six badges.
His razor leaf sucks until he became Ivysaur.
Did you see that picture where it's like Pokemon Halloween and this like the first evolutions dressing each other up as their second evolutions?
Really,
I remember one episode where Gary showed up out of nowhere with a fucking Umbreon.
Sucks up.
With you, motherfucker.
Where did you get that?
What is Ash gonna do about it? You know,
you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna play Pikachu. He's gonna be like, oh, fuck Charizard, here's Pikachu.
If he wasn't such a dumbass, you know what he could have done? He could be like, Charizard, go eat that motherfucker.
Go eat it.
Eat. And then Charizard would be like, no, I don't want to listen to you because I'm a bitch Pokemon.
No, he wouldn't
have. Does anyone have to tell you?
He would be like, that's the smartest thing you've said to me ever.
If Ash was willing to kill another Pokemon, Charizard would be down, okay?
He'd just be like, Charizard, dinner.
Charizard, I don't want you to hurt him.
I want you to touch that ass.
I want to make sure he never fights again, you hear me?
You should break his kneecaps. Give him the gas.
Feed.
I want him to feel this one forever.
You don't like the raw meat? Turn around and toast him with your tail first.
Just bites. Alright, so we could go for the Pokemon. It's a good strategy.
But he did that once, though. Where he just unleashed Charizard and told him fuck him up against that Magmar.
Yo, fuck his shit up.
Fuck his shit up.
But that was personal. Charizard was like, this motherfucker is mine.
Didn't he hurt somebody? Pikachu, I'm sure.
Probably.
Who didn't hurt Pikachu? Pikachu, everybody hurt Pikachu.
So
I always catch a Pikachu right off the bat every time I play Pokemon through. And I'm always like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then I remember when I get him to about level 20, I'm like, God, Pikachu sucks.
Yeah, I never got him until you went to the first force level with like all the metapods and shit.
Well, I would always evolve him, be like, ah, Charizard's better, and then I get Charizard to about level 30, be like, or not Charizard, what's his name, Raichu. I get him to Raichu, and I'd be like, Raichu's not good either, and I just leave him at the babysitter for the rest of the game.
You're like, I'd rather have an Electra dude.
Yeah, I would. Go to the freaking power plant and go buy something. Just do self-destruct. I just don't have an electric thing.
Okay, so I got some info on Bulbasaur. Alright?
Okay.
He didn't evolve. He had...
What?
There was an episode where he had the opportunity to evolve, but he resisted it.
Oh my god, what is wrong with that show?
Because he, it allowed him to learn Solar Beam sooner.
Oh...
Because if he would have evolved, it would have pushed it, right?
Because didn't his, like, thing open, and then it closed back up?
I think so, yeah, because, like, there's a little image here. It says, Ash's Bulbasaur resisting evolution.
No.
I have the whole episode and everything here, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, touche.
That show was just terrible as far as Pokemon.
Yeah, dude, I don't know
okay,
why.
Okay, no, all right, no,
It should have been about Gary.
Okay, so...
Gary knew what he was doing.
This show should have been about me.
What if someone played through the Pokemon game, like the original, exactly how Ash played through the anime?
You'd have to play through Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have to play through Yellow. So.
Because then
people have done that too, and they regret it immediately.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And you have to trade. You have to have the other two games so you can trade. You have to have all three.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could just use one and trade.
You just use one and restart, yeah. But you have Pikachu, and your first enemy is Brock, and with Onix, dude, it's fucking worthless. What are you gonna quick attack a freaking rock? It's like, what?
It's a rock,
and you can get Caterpie. Yeah,
Caterpie, who gets freaking Silk Shot and no other attacks?
What?
It's like you hit freaking Onix or freaking with Silk Shot. It's like, oh, it's highly effective with no damage. It just slows it down. Mildly
convenient.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. Well, that was Onix is grossed out.
First got Metapod, and you're like, God, this Pokemon looks so tight, and all he did was harden. You were like, well,
if you were dumb enough to catch him like that,
yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't evolve him on your own. He evolves at like level 7 or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Caterpie, yeah.
Like, and then you get Tackle still, at least.
Yeah.
Weedle's where it's at, dude.
Weedle's fucking bad.
He went into Beedrill. Ugh. So fucking awesome.
Beedrill. I always forget, and I always catch a Caterpie because I want a Butterfree, and then I get a Butterfree. I'm like, oh, he set him free. Remember, he set Butterfree free.
Yep. That was the worst day of my life.
No, the worst day of our lives was when he set Pidgeot free.
That was a badass Butterfree.
I didn't give a shit about that.
Yeah, Pidgeot sucks, dude.
Dude, no.
It was all about Spearow.
That flying rat.
What else did he give away?
That flying rodent.
Oh, you mean like I don't like Pidgey, dude. I always catch him and I always evolve him, but I'm like, God, I wish I had something better.
Pidgeot's strong as fuck.
Yeah, but he's so boring.
Man, the reason why you kept Pidgeot was for the fly ability.
Yup.
Pretty much. I'd go get the duck Farfetch. Thing. Farfetch'd, yeah, because he can use Farfetch'd. Cut, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Farfetch'd, cut, and fly, yeah.
I like Sparrows.
Everything you need.
Yeah, that's why I like Charizard, because he can do everything you need. He can use strength.
Do you guys remember the episode name that Ash lets Butterfree go?
No. Bye-bye, Butterfree.
Bye-bye, Butterfree. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Butterfree.
He lets him go fuck that pink Butterfree.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Get a piece of that pink Butterfree ass.
Just kind
of
pounds his chest and he's like, later, Butterfree.
Uh-huh. He just met that Butterfree. He's already moving out.
Butterfree has some attachment issues.
All right, who else did he let
free? Like, anything's better than this whiny bitch.
Huh?
Did you let Mew go?
What?
Mew? In the movie? Didn't he have the opportunity to catch Mew or Mewtwo and let both of them go and fly around together?
I don't remember that. That was a long time ago.
I don't think
I'm pretty sure he let both of them go to go fly around a rainbow or some bullshit.
Take my hat. Like,
I would have been like, well, that's cool, guys. Pokemon cop.
I am not the strongest.
Friggin' Ryan's like, I got Master Balls. I did the duplication code, bitch.
I don't cheat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. We all know you surf the coast for extra rare candy.
Nope. I'm a good player.
I'm a good Samaritan.
I'm a good person. I'm a good trainer.
Once you get a few pieces of those rare candy, man, you can't go back.
Get a hit of that rare candy.
You got that rare candy.
Fucking heroin.
Here, eat this. It's good for you.
It'll level you up.
You know what I mean.
You always piss me off? Fucking... what was his name? The teleport one. That no matter what, it would just be like, teleport.
Abra.
Abra.
Abra. Yeah.
That's all he had, though.
That's all he had.
Until he went to Kadabra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was a badass, but he was so hard to catch.
Coward.
Yeah.
And by the time you could buy a Pokemon or a Pokeball that you could just throw and catch him, you were so high level. You're like, I got a level of level 5?
Yeah, but in that case, you just take him to like the 20.
Yeah. Then, to be honest, I'd rather have Gengar or Haunting or something over him anyways. Yeah,
they were bullshit, too.
Well, they were so powerful. You were just like, fuck, you had to have them because you knew the one asshole you were fighting had one.
Yeah.
So it was like,
yeah, but Abracadabra had the best.
Yeah. And you can stats. And you can get him to his third evolution. You can't get Ghastly there without trading.
Well, you had to have friends, right? See, I had friends, and
you
I
can't
trade.
Get Alakazam without trading.
I thought you could. No, you can just
Alakazam, Gengar.
Yeah,
both of them.
Golem. Like, I know that.
like the Machop, Machop, Machoke or whatever, like you could do up to the second and then you had to trade it for the third.
Yeah, Machamp was the bomb, dude.
Yeah, he was tight.
What's up, bitches?
Side, how many side boss. He was like,
didn't he have one of those too?
No, he fought one. He had a Mankey.
Yeah, he had a Mankey. Mankey was dope. I always get a Mankey.
And he probably left that guy. I don't remember seeing Mankey ever again after that one episode.
Because he benched him. He's like, fuck Mankey.
He had a Primeape, didn't he?
Well, it evolved in the middle of the fight.
One of the few that he let evolve without, like, emotional tears and, no, yeah.
No, you wouldn't be Mankey anymore. Like, he gave you a shit about Mankey.
He didn't have him yet, didn't he?
What?
Did he already have a Mankey?
Yeah, he had a Mankey
and it evolved. Okay.
What about
he caught him as a primate?
Squirtle evolved, right?
I don't think so. He never went to Wartortle, I didn't think.
No.
Not even Blastoise.
No, Squirtle never evolved either.
Yeah.
Fucking so. Ash is a goddamn pussy. Dude, Jesus.
One of the friggin' most popular Pokemon that I always thought was useless was Scyther.
Scyther? He was fast.
Scyther's a.
He was super fast, but
he got the first pick no matter what.
If any fire Pokemon sneezed on him, it was over. You're like,
well, that's what you asked for.
If you pick out their weakness.
Yeah,
I could do that with anybody.
He's not you take any water Pokemon fire. To a fire one.
Die, no, this is how bad he was. He would die to Pidgey, okay? Pidgey would eat his ass.
No, because he wouldn't even give him a chance to swing.
Yeah, Scyther's flying.
Yes, it's fine.
Scyther's bug and flying. So wouldn't he be alright against Pidgey?
Yeah, he'd also.
No, because I thought Pidgey was faster than he was.
No. I don't think so, dude. He's like one of the fastest Pokemon.
I think that's the thing that you like about Scyther is the fact that he's fast as fuck.
He's fast. He's got, if you build him right, he'll have power too.
Yep, because he's got that one move. I forget what it is, but it's like super. Fucking dope.
It's like super.
It's
called super dope.
It's like his
What happened?
Everybody here now?
Oh,
Alex, you
oh, there's yeah, the message. Good. Hang up, faggots. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because you guys were still on the call. Like, I was trying to recall, but it kept saying you guys were busy because you were still on the old call.
Yeah. So what happened?
It dropped.
Oh.
Someone's got,
Not me. My internet costs almost $90 a month.
Yeah, mine costs $115. Mine better not drop out.
We can't get files here.
Nice.
I don't have files.
Why does it cost so much?
Because I got Comcast and I pay for 100 down or
65. Oh, yeah. We can't even get that high. We go up to 32, I think.
Yeah, ours is 35.
Okay, so you were talking about a skill that Scyther gets.
It's like one of the ones where you can either get like 3 hits or 7.
Yeah.
No, you know, fuck that move. That move sucks.
When you not when you got 7.
Yeah, no, that's so conditional.
You get 7, yeah.
I loved it.
But when it happened...
It's your turn. You only got one chance, and he's got 100 hit points left, and you have to hit 7. Are you going to pick that ability?
Are you really going
to
go with that?
Are you going to really pick that ability?
Honestly, he's so fast that he'll have 2 opportunities to do it.
We're talking badge material, Ryan. This is your last
that fast. You can't be that fast and go twice in one turn.
You go quick, you can do that, and you do fucking quick attack. Because it gives you the option before the next person attacks. And if you do a quick attack, you beat him.
No, because you'll attack, and then he'll attack.
Yeah, because all it does is it just makes you attack first. And then they get a turn. You don't get
I'm saying,
twice.
Even with you'll do that first attack before you even do quick attack, and then it'll be their turn.
No, but it will prompt you for your turn, like what you want to do next. And if you pick quick attack, sometimes because he's so fast, it'll let you do a second move in a row. Same with Pidgey.
I've never seen that happen. That ever.
Yeah, I don't know. That's cheating, man. That's cheating.
That's right, broken.
Well, awesome.
I don't know. Let us know, everybody, because
I know. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
I trust Terry, but Ryan seems pretty confident too about this magical second attack.
I just finished playing Pokemon like a month ago.
What the hell?
Suspect.
Sorry, I'm watching a video with some guy playing flood mode on Halo 4. Scared me.
Again with the Halo.
Dude, I will kick this guy from this call. We always talk about Halo.
It's alright, I just found out they're still making Halo, so go ahead and talk about Halo.
Alex, should we talk about Halo?
Chief.
I'm down to talk about Halo.
I thought they ended after 2.
I'm so excited.
Aw, fucking.
So excited. Oh, what?
Hutch, he already has Halo 4.
Ooh.
He tweeted a picture of him holding it with a goofy smile.
How did he already get it?
He's a super famous dude.
That sucks.
Yeah, he's got connections. Surprising. Yeah.
Must be nice to be well known.
There was an article I saw. It's like 150 something people playing right now. Like all reviewers and people that got their early copies and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Machinima has been doing like a 5-day long stream, didn't they? Or still doing it, maybe? I don't know.
Probably, I don't know. I'm not watching any of that.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah. Right. I'm not even. Yeah,
I'm avoiding like Jose's streams too. That he's doing for Assassin's Creed because I'm just like, I don't want to know anything about it. I need to hold out for another 23 days.
Halo comes out in like 4 days.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh,
it came out Tuesday.
Wait, yeah,
I know. Not for PC.
Oh yeah, that's
we
didn't
know.
I get it for PC. The game is gorgeous on the PC. After playing through Revelations, I can't play it on the Xbox. I'd be doing a disservice to that series. Terry, you're obviously playing the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem playing
it. An over and under of your feelings for it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
It's one of those things where... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more for me. The biggest thing about Assassin's Creed is the story,
right?
For me, and it's giving me everything that I wanted to know for the entire series.
I feel like you're the type of the same type of people from the end of Lost, where things just started kind of getting pulled together a little bit. I mean, obviously Lost left a lot of shit open, but I'm saying they started
example.
They answered some things that people were wanting, and they were like, "Oh, okay, yeah, but sure." But okay. The smoke monster.
Yeah,
okay. That makes
terrible
sense.
Example, but I see where you're going.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with it. I can't think of anything else on the top of my head that.
Yeah, I was trying really hard to think of that too. I know exactly what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but Lost was one of those things. Just like, oh yeah, okay, but what about these other three pages of questions that I got over here? Like, hold on, let me get them.
Yeah. Like they answered a lot of stuff
8 years later.
Revelations, but now it's just like they're basically going back and filling plot holes. Like they just went into in depth about what you did at the end of Brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if it's probably late enough so that I can say it without spoiling. But you kill Lucy, like you're compelled to kill Lucy. And in the beginning of Revelations, they kind of glaze over it, like, "Oh, it turned out she was a spy," but they spend like
seconds
talking about it.
She was the bad guy,
and it's like, "Oh, okay, well, that's cool," and then never bring it up again. Well, they went deeper into that in this, and there's all the stuff with the first civilization and all that. They're getting into that, and that's what I'm really interested in. So I'm happy with it, and it's fun. I mean, they tweaked how. Pretty much everything works since it's a new engine and everything. Like before, you know how you had it like Y controlled basically your head.
Your head, yeah.
And then, you know, left and right. Now it's basically distilled down to just A and B, and then Y is for like shooting. Okay, which it was confusing at first because I'm trying to fight people and do the combo or the counter thing, you know, as usual. But they moved it from Y to B. So I'm sitting there smashing Y trying to counter people and they're smacking me because I'm not doing it.
Because you're being dumb.
They're laughing at you. They're like, how dare you?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? That's funny. That's cute.
Look at this guy. Just let me hit him.
But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself. The hunting is fun. I killed like a dozen bears today with nothing but the hidden blade.
I hear you can pet dogs now.
Yeah, I pet some dogs and sheep. And I killed the dog too, but it's actually
you son of a bitch.
It was a guard dog. There's guard dogs now that go with like guards and everything, and they'll
it
like
was an
call
accident,
you out.
Terry.
Yeah, and I was fighting the guards, and the dog was sitting there barking at me, and I'm trying to kill this guard, and I go up and stab this dog in the eye.
It was an accident.
Why? The dog was just trying to say he was...
I can't kill any... There's, like, dogs and cats running around, like, in towns and stuff. I can't kill any of them. But this dog, just wrong place, wrong time.
You're just staring at your hands like, what have I done? It's
pretty much, I got blood on my hands.
Felt terrible. Jerry,
this isn't an accident. Like, you murdered that dog because you were upset at it.
No, I wasn't
upset.
Shut up, dog!
An accident would be I was fighting the guards and he ran in the middle of the fight and I stabbed him. Not this dog was sitting there, this dog was sitting there barking and I walked over and stabbed it in the eye. No. You said in the eye.
Because it was in the eye!
Murder!
That's how it happened.
Murderer.
Why are you yelling at
him? Murderer.
I will never forget, but I will never forgive that dog for barking.
It's the dog's fault?
Yeah.
He'll never
say. Hey, I'm not saying it was the dog's fault, but
I heard it.
I can't take all the blame.
I heard it was
wrong place, wrong time. That's all it is. That's all I'll say. It ended up going to Uplay and spending the points that I've had for like since Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah. How many points did you have?
At like 100 something, 180 or something like that.
Uplay points?
Yeah.
Good amount.
So I bought like everything that they had.
I like that feature about Uplay.
Yeah.
I will admit that feature of Uplay is decent, and I am okay with having a separate fucking login
to
play a goddamn game because of that, because me and Josh have been playing Anno, even though he ditched me yesterday. And you were playing Anno on Steam, motherfucker! I saw you!
I
messaged you, and I was like, oh, you don't want to play.
No, I was playing, and then the friggin' bums showed up at my door wanting to fucking hand out candy, and it was like, all night these guys were at my door. And I couldn't come back and play the game because the assholes wouldn't let me. We did have one guy show up that was in full Minecraft costume. He even built his head like a block, had a little pickaxe and everything. I gave him 2 pieces of candy.
Oh,
wow, he's so generous.
Hey, generous.
I dumped like a whole bag into our second trick or treater because I knew it would be the last.
Yeah, here you go, kid.
Get diabetes.
We got the worst candy. We got like sweet tarts and shit. Like, fuck you. You don't get chocolate in this house.
Tarts and cigarettes.
Yep.
There you go, kid. Smoke up.
So yes, Dwight, I'm sorry. I played for like 2 hours. You didn't show up, and then the trick-or-treaters came, and it was a wrap. Pretty much that was it.
So,
we know
anyways, you play as a part of Anno as well, and you can get, you know, for people that don't know how you play works, you get Uplay points for completing certain things in games, so playing through the campaign and doing
something special. It's like if you could spend achievement points on stuff.
It's like if you could spend achievement points. That is a fantastic way of putting it, yes.
That's
achievement points meant anything.
Microsoft should
take teamed up with American Express, and they're doing that. They're going to give you money for completing shit through American Express.
Yeah, so I don't know why Microsoft hasn't been doing that. I mean, they have their little reward system. But it's super easy to get, like, the top tier thing. Like, I think all you need is 25,000 gamer score, and then you're, like, pro or elite or some shit.
Yeah.
And
it was something low.
Yeah, but you can't get used to that to spend for in-game stuff, you know? Which would be amazing. That's a great way of getting people to play through your entire game, you know?
Yeah.
To get in-game rewards. Like, I used that for Revelations. Like, I got, I think an extra bag and or extra, like, knife bag or something, too. I'm not sure. I'd boot it up.
I remember I got something in Brotherhood, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah. But it's nice. It's cool.
Yeah. So, hey, I got a question. I was thinking about this the other day. So when the new Xbox comes out, do you think you should be able to keep your achievement points and roll them over? Or start over and get, like, a little emblem or something saying, like, you know, there's, like, a bracket or rank or whatever.
Didn't
that
they already do that for the old one, going from the old Xbox to the 360?
No, I don't think so.
There was no achievements in the old Xbox.
Yeah, there was no achievements.
Well, I mean, didn't they give you something for carrying over your gamer tag?
You got to keep your gold membership, but I don't think you got anything extra.
Yeah, I think you got a month free of gold if you already had a live or something.
Oh. Well, yeah, it makes sense to do it now that Xbox Live is, like, established now.
I don't know. I don't like it. I think everyone should start over.
Yeah, that's what I was going to think.
Well,
like,
and ultimately, it doesn't matter either way. Like, who gives a shit about GamerStar? I think it's
I don't know.
Everybody cares.
I had that phase where I went through it, and now I just don't care anymore.
See, for me, though, it's like, I have over 50,000 GamerScore. I'm pretty proud of that, but I spent a lot of time going through some bullshit games to get some of them, you know?
Yeah, and I never did that.
With that, if they reset them, I'd feel like I did that for nothing type of deal. Like, sure, I got to play a game for fun, but...
It's not a reset, it's just a whole new console.
Yeah, what if you gotta, like...
But what I'm saying is, they wouldn't, like, just disassemble Xbox Live as we know it now.
No.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, well, no, here's a consolation. Okay, how about they have two different things? Like, you get, like, a, what do they call that in WoW, Terry? The Feat of Strength. You know, where you get achievements or whatever for things that only happen, like, once?
I never did any
of that. Right, well, whenever. Anyways, there's these things in WoW for Feats of Strength where, like, they're one-a-time events, like a 2010 event or something, or, like, you had a subscription through 1 year or something like that.
So stuff you transfer that over, and you got a, like, original Xbox thing or something.
Right, yeah, so they have, like, this system, like, this legacy of, you know, the old gamer score or something like that, and then that goes into, trophy
I'm
room.
Saying, you know? Even if they don't do the points, they would probably do something like that. That's what I thought they had already done from going from Xbox to 360. They just put like a little emblem next to your...
Oh, no.
There were no points or anything. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
Just like a little rank emblem. So like Dwight's got 50,000 points, so he gets like a little gold star or something next to his 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry, I think what you're...
probably do that.
Terry, I think what you're
saying... Everyone that had an Xbox Live account with the Xbox 360 will probably get like a little emblem.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. If you have a bigger gamer score, you should get a different emblem.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm at 46,000 or something. So I mean, not that high, but up there.
Because they already do the year thing, like how many years you've been on.
Right. Yeah, I think that's. I was going to mention that. I thought that's what you were talking about. Like how many years of gold you've had in a series.
Yeah.
You know, mine's only like 2, and I've had my gamer tag for like 4 years now. So
yeah,
my gamer tag's been around for a while, but not as long as my other one. They don't use anymore.
Had some breaks in my gold membership, so.
Yeah, me too. That's probably the problem. Mm-hmm.
They're like, not consistent? Oh, man.
I had a 2-year break in one. It's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, now it's like, I don't really play my Xbox very much, but I pay the friggin'. The 50, 60 bucks a year or whatever just to watch Netflix and Hulu on it, so...
And even that's so worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that alone, I mean...
Sarah buys me my membership every year for Christmas.
Aww.
Right?
Do you buy an oil change for her?
No, I'm never doing an oil change for her again. That was bullshit. I told you about the last time I did an oil change on her car. And they charged me $700.
Wait, yeah...
For an oil change?
$700?
Well, they wanted to. I got it. I was like, no. Mm-mm. They called me while I was changing her oil. She was actually in Lake Tahoe doing wedding stuff. It was for her birthday, not for Christmas. And they called me and were like, there's something wrong with the oil pan and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Well, whoever did it last time over-tightened the bolt, and there's no way to get it back in, so it's their fault, and there's nothing we can do, and blah, blah, blah. And I just, okay, I'm on my way back, and I hung up the phone. And I started walking back from where I was, and I neglected to tell them that they were the last ones that did the oil change.
Ooh, okay.
I went in there under my name, so when they looked up my name, they only saw my Neon, not her Lexus. And so I was like, okay, well, I went in there, and I was like, well, you guys are the last ones to do it. I'm not paying for anything. And they're like, well, we don't have that on record. And I was like, look it up under, you know, and I gave them her name. And they were like... Well, it could also have been, and start like back, like so hard. I was like, nope. And finally, the guy and I came to compromise because he wasn't going to do anything for me unless I paid $700. And I was like, I will pay for the parts, and I will not pay a dime for labor because it's your fault. And then he had the nerve to be like, "Can you write a good review for us on whatever?" And I'm like, "Yeah,
I'll do that. Write a good report on Angie's List."
Like, fuck you, guy. I will talk some mad shit about you on my podcast. How about that, you motherfucker?
Noted.
I'll have you know.
Noted.
I have a podcast.
Pep Boys is shit. Don't go there.
And in between Pokemon, we're going to talk about your oil change.
It was so miserable. I kept walking back to the house, and I'm like, God. And then it started raining, and so it was cold rain, and, you know, I'm allergic to the cold, so that was rough.
Man, you're just like, how could this day get any worse?
Dude,
this car drives right past you and splashes you with all the water.
No, so I'm allergic to cold, and I kid you not, the water drops are hitting me, and I was getting welts.
What?
I'm allergic to cold like you're allergic to bee stings.
I'm not allergic to bee stings.
No, I know you're not, but I'm saying, like, as a person would be.
Oh.
Like, if I'm in the cold too long, my body will start to swell up and have an allergic reaction.
I've never heard of that. That's pretty cool.
Neither have I.
Cool.
Man, that's cool.
Not really.
And you live in a place that snows.
I do. I love the snow.
No, I'm talking to Ryan.
I do, too. No, I do, too. I love the snow. I loved Chicago. That's when I found out, because it was cold all the time.
I would say, last time it snowed here, dude, we freaking went swimming.
I love swimming in the snow.
Yeah.
Such a bad combo.
It is.
Yeah, so I don't do oil changes for Sarah. Last year, I bought her Play-Doh for Christmas.
Yay, Play-Doh!
Yeah, everyone loves Play-Doh.
Did you tell her, just don't eat it, babe. It's okay.
No, we were at the store. She was like, I want some Play-Doh. So I bought it, wrapped it up, and put it under the tree.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Yup.
Easiest Christmas ever.
She always pulls me like around, like I'll be like walking slowly through Target, and I'm like, "Oh, hello!" And then I'll walk down the Lego aisle because now it's full of Halo shit. She'll have to like come grab me and be like, "Nope," and I'm like, "Oh,
no." But Master Chief.
I don't have a single Lego in this house.
But Green Chief.
It says Halo 2 on it.
The Green Chief.
I need to get a kid.
Just borrow a kid.
I should say, you just
hey, Luke, buy your kid.
Yes.
I gotta go buy some Legos.
You buy some Legos. Bye. Let me get your kid.
Let me get your kid real quick.
Don't worry, I'll take good
Don't
care
make
of
this
him.
Weird.
Got a couple Tootsie Pops. It'll be all right.
Got your Tootsie Pop.
Don't say that to a child.
You can't borrow kids if you say that, Ryan.
Yeah. Oh shit, guard dog.
I got your Tootsie Pop, and don't worry, it's not by itself.
Don't worry.
It's going to take you all day.
No.
This is
what if he bites to the center?
It's not a lollipop, you dumbass. It's a Tootsie Roll.
It's like
one of the big Tootsie Rolls. The fucking huge Tootsie Rolls.
Oh,
you said pop?
No,
said
Tootsie Pop.
Oh, yeah. I just heard Tootsie Roll. My bad. All right, my fault. Fuck you.
Man, he was way too into the Halo Legos, dude. He totally lost track of Tootsie Pops.
Went from Halo Legos to candy.
It excited him.
Real quick. Hey, you know what else I love? I love candy.
I just love candy.
If I would have got more trick-or-treaters, I was going to offer a kid $5 to give me all the candy. I was like, you can start over. Like, it's not a big deal. But I didn't get
any whatever.
I'll give you $5 and your bag back, kid. Good deal,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's exactly what my offer was going to be.
Even kids nowadays.
Take the deal,
like,
kid.
Dude,
take it.
Even kids are like, $10 or plus, man. You cheap ass.
I'll be like, hey, you want this first generation iTouch? It hasn't been turned on in about a year.
But it's still good.
For that candy. It's all full of dust and shit.
You could go to Walmart and buy a bag of candy for like $2.
Actually, I can go to my work and everything's 50% off because I work in the Smiths, you know, in the bank in the Smiths.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Smiths.
No,
that store. They have.
What? I haven't been to Smith's in a while. This
range
is cool.
Of products.
I've never been there ever.
I don't know what
a. You ever been to a Smith's? Oh,
no.
They don't have Smith's in California.
No, it's in Reno. Yeah, no, they don't. It's in Nevada though.
Yeah, it's in Nevada. It's in Utah. Started in Utah. It's here. It's in.
You just Utah. Think you're better than everybody, don't you?
Smith's is like. A low-class Rayleigh's.
Yeah.
Like, it's
without,
not quite
without
like
being as expensive, yeah. It's, what, a little
it's, not like a, it's not like a pack save, you know, where you feel dirty when you walk in the door. But it's not like a Rayleigh's where you're like, man, this place smells great.
No. The worst is Winco. Winco, you're like, oh,
I wish Rope. Stores had like that was their subtext to their like titles up on the wall. Smells like Rayleigh's. Man, that smells great.
Back save. Bring hand sanitizer.
Don't touch wash your anything. Hands.
Before you walk out, two pumps of Purell. Must two pumps of Purell.
Sanitize. Yeah. Food for less. We supply nose plugs. Use the nose plugs. Oh man, there's some cheap ass things.
I remember growing up in Stockton, dude. We had grocery outlets.
Oh, the grocery outlet! Oh my god, grocery outlet.
That was like the worst.
Everything except was like dented.
Yeah, except for they did have RC Cola for like 15 cents a can, and if you bought it with a dent, it was like a dime.
RC Cola is a fine product.
I love RC Cola, man. I drink that shit all the time.
And for everybody that doesn't know what RC stands for, it's Royal Cola.
No, it's Ryan's Coke.
No.
It's Ryan's Coke?
I'm pretty sure it's Royal. I'm pretty sure it's Royal Crown Cola. Because the title is RC Cola. That would be like ATM machine.
Royal Cola Cola.
Well, I thought it was Cola Cola. Cola.
Mm-mm. I'm pretty sure it's RC
if
Cola.
If only we had Google.
I don't have Google. I'm watching a YouTube video.
Royal Crown Cola. Good job, Ryan.
Oh, man.
Okay. I had one yesterday.
See,
I can't achieve
it. At the grocery outlet for 10 cents, you only got one seat. So it was Royal Cola.
It was our cola.
It was our cola.
You got a knockoff of a knockoff of cola.
It's not a knockoff. It's owned by 7-Up.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking knockoff, Barry. It's a name brand cola.
RC Cola is not bad.
Okay, but it's
not like bad. But, I mean, for the extra quarter, would you rather have RC Cola or a Coke? I mean,
well, I would never have a Coke.
Oh man, do you drink Pepsi?
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Oh,
I don't want to drink syrup. If I wanted to drink syrup, I'd go down the syrup aisle and buy some
what
fucking
is syrup. It's syrup.
Oh.
Syrup.
Syrup.
It's the same thing. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, shut up. We're not arguing about that. We're arguing about how the show.
He's close to Texas. Next thing you know, he's going to be like, oh, man, purple syrup.
I don't.
No.
Anyway, yes, I'm a Pepsi man, but I prefer RC Cola if I have my choice of cola.
Well, if I was drinking Pepsi, I'd drink RC Cola, too. That's awful.
Oh, you're so funny. It's an age-old argument. It's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Coke.
The egg.
RC Coke.
I know Cola. It's
RC Cola.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You leave Pepsi out in the sun too long, it makes an egg.
Dude, I think I'm addicted. I think I'm addicted chicken. To Pepsi, though. My mom, like, always had Pepsi in the house, and we all the time.
And I can't even remember the last time I had soda.
Yeah.
I'm done. I drank my last soda tonight.
Tonight?
No, that's not true, actually. I had Mountain Dew the other day.
Yeah, I had a Mountain
For
Dew.
That, I couldn't remember.
You gotta do the Dew, man. It was probably at my place.
No, it was lying around the house. My brother brought it.
No, I'm saying like before that Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. Soda, yeah,
it may have been at my place.
Yeah.
It's just easier to ask someone, like, hey, do you want like a Pepsi or something? They're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No
one ever says, I'll have water.
I had friggin' iced tea at Dwight's house. I can't remember the last time I had a soda. It probably had rum in it or some kind of alcohol.
That's
about
soda.
The only time that I drink that's soda not. Is when it's flavoring my alcohol.
Yeah, that's true. I had rum and Coke. That's the last time I had soda before.
Yeah.
My wedding?
No.
Well, that was a good time.
And we had just gone out one night.
That's cute.
I want a rum and Coke.
Just gone out drinking.
Sounds good.
My knee itches.
Scratch it.
I was currently engaged in doing that.
Do it some more.
No, right in front of us.
Yeah.
I don't have pants on, so it's pretty easy to do.
What?
Flexible.
Gotta limber up.
My belt buckle was on and it was poking my stomach and I was like, well, I don't really want to just undo
don't
my
pop
pants.
It off.
I don't want to sit on like the couch like a hillbilly with my pants undone, so I just took my pants off.
He's like, I love the draft.
Just made the right choice.
Thank you.
No one will ever confuse you for a hillbilly now.
I'm wearing my Journey tour shirt too, or my Jamaica sweater. My sweater.
Just sitting in your underwear wearing a Journey shirt.
Oh no, a Journey hoodie. Excuse me.
A Journey hoodie. Okay,
that's better.
I was going to say it's like a Journey wife beater. You know, no. It's just like
it's a Journey hoodie.
It says "Don't stop believing" across the chest. Sleeves.
No, it says. It says Journey across the chest.
Yeah, it says Don't Stop Believing on the back.
He's looking
at it. No, it says City of Hope on the back because that's the tour they were on.
You are just determined to shit all over it.
I really am. Because you're wrong.
I know.
Obviously not.
Just rip this guy apart. God damn.
God damn. All right, you guys go do you. I'm going to keep watching this video about the flood.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead and...
Yeah, don't worry, Ryan.
We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Is this what abandonment feels like right here? Fucking him out.
You guys go ahead.
Out.
What are we doing again?
So what comes out after Halo?
Final Fantasy 14.
Christmas.
It's Black Duty.
Christmas comes out. That's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bioshock Infinity, Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh, God, dude.
Spring 2013.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that one. I hope they have a new
player then. There's going to be so many videos made.
Wait, so many people dead.
So many people will die.
Dude, I can't. I'm getting that one for sure.
Yeah.
We're
obligated to.
Yeah, we're obligated to.
We're getting it for the PC.
All the games are
we gotta get on the PC.
Yeah, can't play that. I probably gotta get a better PC before that game comes out.
Yeah.
Well, it's spring, like you know. You got some time.
When does it come out?
6 months? 7 months?
Okay, I'll have a bonus by then.
Yeah, Ryan. I'm just gonna end up at the airport again.
That's fine.
But at least there'll be planes this time.
Yeah, where else do you end up at a freaking game? I even end up at the airport on... My PSP one, I'd always like drive around the airport.
You ended up at the airport on Saints the other day.
I was just about to bring that up. I was like, Terry and I were playing Saints Row the other day, and I found one of the airplane car things, like the shuttle cars. And I went and picked them up, and I was like, hey, where do you think the airport is? And I was like, here's another one of these cars. And Terry's like, it's probably right here. We looked across the street. The airport was right there.
Real smooth.
Just pulls us back in every time.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think cities are just designed to flow you towards the airport, you know?
It's trying to tell you to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Not welcome here. Stop killing our people.
It's true, isn't that? There's that freeway that just ends at the Oakland airport.
Oh!
They should just, like, put a ramp at the end of it.
No, that's pretty much what it is. You're on the freeway, and then you're, like, on a road. Like...
Yeah, we send you right down to San Leandro, right there by Hagenberger.
You're just like, oh, there's an in and out, and then I can park my car. I'm at the airport.
Yeah, I just passed the airport. I can either hit the Oakland A's game, get jumped, get robbed, or get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I always fly to Oakland. It saves you like $200, maybe three.
Yeah.
The BART's right there. Like,
yep.
Whatever, man.
And my uncle lives like in San Leandro, right off Kent Street. So it's like a 5 minute drive. So it's like, what the fuck ever. I don't care.
It sucks because Sarah's parents can literally throw a rock into like the San Francisco airport, but it's so fucking expensive to fly in there.
Yeah,
I hate it. It literally costs. Gross.
Well, you fly Allegiant, right?
No.
If you, how far are you away from Mesa?
Too far.
Too far, because I'm safe. Friggin'
Allegiance only goes to Palm Springs and Vegas.
No, it goes to Oakland.
Because I fly direct from Missoula to Oakland for $150 round trip.
Huh. Yeah, and I think because I took them to Vegas, and it told me that they only went to Palm Springs and
Vegas. They lied to you.
Oh, okay.
It only goes to Palm Springs. And,
gotcha.
But I think you can fly in Oakland from Arizona, from Phoenix.
From Missoula.
And then...
Seattle, I think. Maybe Seattle.
There's a few that you can fly, but they're terrible.
What? I like Allegiant.
I didn't like them the one time I
flew. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You can't beat a $120 round trip ticket. I mean,
yeah, you can't. When I flew, it was. Oh yeah, it was. I guess it was. I was gonna say 60. That's only one way. So yeah, 120. Yeah.
It's 120 miles.
But I can't fly that, so I fly Southwest, and they don't fly into San Francisco.
Yeah, it's because they have pregnant, you know, 757s. They don't allow them in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's just like they don't fly into O'Hare. They fly into Midway, which pisses me off because I hate Midway.
Hey, how come you can't open the windows in planes?
I don't know, man. I always want some fresh air.
That's because
it's so hot on the tarmac, man.
What if there's fire on the inside? Hmm?
Then you're fucked.
Yeah, what if? We got to get a backdraft going to put that thing out.
If there's an engine fire, it'll actually put itself out.
Isn't there a movie called Backdraft, the bad thing about fires?
No, couldn't be.
That's crazy, Ryan.
Yeah.
And that's on the ground.
Wow. I guess the planes just kind of derailed the conversation.
Yeah, I had no idea what you guys were talking about the whole time.
That's why.
Sorry.
About palm springs and shit.
Had to derail everything. Put a stop
Alex,
to that right
tell
now.
Tell us a rousing story from your life.
A rousing story?
Here's one for you.
An arousing story?
Who wants to hear a story about a bridge?
Now that I have you, who wants to hear a rousing story about a bridge?
So, the other day I told my brother to shut the fuck up, and...
Go on.
Oh, no,
like where this is going?
This is Alex's story. I was just kind of pushing him along.
Well, then let him tell it.
That's every day, Josh.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can't be me, Josh.
You're not Alex, you're Gary.
Smell you later, Josh.
I've already told my brother to shut up 6 times.
Just as many badges as I have.
Look at all my badges.
Look at all the things I have 6 of.
Just got another badge. Shut the hell up, loser. That's 7.
What do you Good think? Good luck getting you first.
What, Terry?
What do you think badges are, Gary? I think there's some confusion.
What if they thought they were like rocks or something?
Badges? Are you even a Pokemon master at all? I'm heading right now to the Elite 9.
The Elite 9.
You guys haven't seen it.
I'm on my way to fight the Fantastic Four right now.
It's called the Elite Four, sir. The Elite Four, you nub.
Oh my god. There's animals in the game, right? You can hunt them and shit. This elk just ran up on this guard and fucking decked him. He's dead.
Gary's all, Spike, I choose you, and just throws out a dog. Like, it's a dog that's like starving to death because it lives in this Pokeball. It's not meant to.
What?
There was actually one episode where if you look in the background, there's a dog. Just a regular dog.
Oh, no, it wasn't an episode. It was like a manga cover or something.
No, it was an episode.
What episode?
Yeah, no, it was an episode, yeah.
There was some episode where they were at like a festival or something.
Yeah, that was a manga cover.
No, it was an episode.
Let me see.
Pull it up right now. Everybody, quick, Google.
You're right.
Goggle!
I've always wondered what they eat.
Pokemon?
They don't have
Pikachu
to.
Burgers.
No, they don't have to, man. It's a friendship thing. They live on friendship.
But there are no other animals. The Pokemon are the animals. You gotta eat. What, everybody's vegetarian? Hmm?
Yeah. Hmm? I mean, you know, they're always eating rice and seaweed and maybe, you know, starfish.
That is a terrible existence.
You're making me really hungry. I think I'm going to get some sushi tomorrow for lunch.
Sushi's awesome.
I'll go get sushi for lunch, too, and then
we'll have it together. Want me to call you?
Yeah. Hey, no. I'll come, too.
Sucks, because I don't have sushi.
No, do you want
to go? I'll come, too.
No, it's cool. You don't have to.
It's okay.
Fine. We got it.
No, it's fine. I'll drive.
No, we don't want you to inconvenience yourself. It's fine. Yeah. No, you just stay home.
You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, you don't like sushi.
I do like it, though.
No, you wouldn't like it.
No, you think so.
I've been with you. We've gotten sushi together before.
Yeah, but...
But he did it just to make you try it. You didn't like it.
He told me you didn't like it.
I went again 2 times.
And he's all, I ordered the egg roll, and I liked it.
That's not.
I love sushi.
We're not getting egg rolls, so you just do.
Chow mein is great.
You can order egg rolls and not.
Sure.
Don't worry. Yeah. Dwight, Mr. Pickles is right there too.
Lunch
Dwight.
Is off. Wink, wink. Lunch is off. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
So where are we going for lunch tomorrow, guys?
You're oh, we're not. I forgot. Dwight. I have a meeting. I'm sorry.
Here you go, guys.
I just don't want to go anymore.
Well, I'm gonna go.
You totally ruined sushi for everybody.
Damn it!
Ruined sushi for everyone.
There's a whole article here, by the way, for animals in Pokemon.
So there's been.
Is there a lot of them?
Yeah, well, there's like little instances, like right here. Misty is scared when she sees a Caterpie, and Ash tries to calm her down by reminding her that it's a bug type Pokemon rather than a real bug. And then there's like a shot with Pidgeotto eating a regular worm.
Pokemon are completely different.
That's crazy.
Apparently.
There's Ash in a cow costume.
Whoa, no, scary, dude. A freaking Furby ad just popped up. Oh, I fucking hate those things.
Yeah, Furby's coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back.
No.
They have digital eyes. They
eyes. I remember
following you around the room.
My sister had one of those things, and it would never talk. You could never get it to mimic you.
It would just stare at you.
And then it would just stare at you, and then you'd walk by it, and it'd be like, "Hello!" And you'd be like, "Oh, fuck!"
Where did you go? It just ends up in places, and nobody's moved it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how it got there.
I think we gave that Furby the freaking microwave
challenge. I'm watching you!
And he would, like, crow or caw or whatever the fuck his little noise would be. Be like,
yeah. Oh, shit. It's like a little Wookiee call.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that! You've been
I don't like that.
I told you to stop!
Oh, you need to stop.
And then, you know what?
Not that they're... You've made me
mad.
I think that used to be basic colors, but now this one's all like pink and purple and shit. I remember when they looked like the gremlins, dude. The friggin' like Gizmo. You were scared to get them wet or feed them after midnight. You're like, right? Oh fuck! You're like, no.
I haven't fed my Furby yet, but it's midnight. He's gonna have to starve.
You're gonna have to starve, fucking Furby.
Put it in the drawer.
Put it in the drawer. I don't want to look at it.
Don't let it escape in the middle of the night.
You're trying to sleep and you just hear the drawer shaking.
And the friggin' then that old Chinese monk guy or whatever come up. You are not worthy of this creature.
Take it away. I don't want it anymore.
You can put it back. Put it back in the box.
Put it back in the drawer for the.
Put it back in the box.
Oh yeah, those things were terrible. I skinned one once, just to see what it looked like on the inside.
Yeah, so did I. I think everybody did. I also mentioned in the podcast
with them. You have to rip it apart.
Yeah, I mentioned in the podcast before how I barbecued one.
So because I'm not a sociopath, I didn't do that. Just gonna throw that one out there.
Sociopath self-control.
Who needs it?
Yeah.
I never thought of it that
So
way.
What happens if you throw a Pokeball at a regular animal?
It probably just stares at it.
It's starved to death. Or you're gonna
or you got a freaking animal that's gonna about to get his ass whooped.
But the thing is, how could a Pokeball determine what's a regular, between the two?
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's the genetic code.
So why don't we just throw them at people?
Hmm? Yeah, why couldn't you capture people with them? You know, like...
I just said.
Well, I'm saying it again.
We're reiterating. Calm down.
I'm talking to you. Terry's cool. He can do whatever he wants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tell him, Alex.
Terry is military issued, so he has free reign over whatever he wants to do.
I've cleared.
It's just like a little piece of card that you wrote clearance on.
With a crayon.
I have clearance.
With a red crayon.
That's like the scene from, what was it? What was that?
Oh, I know what time. The baseball.
The benchwarmers or whatever. Yeah. I am 12. He's got a fucking mustache.
He's up there drinking a beer.
I love what he's
got tequila in his pants.
I love the shirt where the guy, he's wearing the shirt that says "Everybody loves an Asian boy," the white guy.
Yeah. Friggin', like, he goes down in that guy's basement and he attacks him with the peanut butter pterodactyl.
Have we talked about this? I think I talked about it with somebody at work. I want to watch Grandma's Boy again.
A long time since I watched that movie.
Yeah. You gotta trim my antlers.
It's the Frankenstein.
Now double park it in your asshole.
My roommates bought it for me. It's a pretty sweet car.
Movies are good.
Movies are good.
He's like, I don't like this music. You would if you were a robot.
Yeah. What if you had robot ears?
When he flips them off.
Audience turns up. Pew, pew, pew!
What are you guys even doing?
What he does.
You see Grandma's Boy, haven't you?
I haven't seen it all the way through. Okay. I've started watching it on like three separate occasions, but it's always at somebody else's house. They're like, oh, you guys see this movie.
It's always at Sam's house, isn't it?
I think I've seen it once at Sam's.
Is it
Sam? And it's always, like, so you gotta watch this movie. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to watch it. And then it's like, okay, let's do this now. Like halfway through the movie, I'm like, okay, it's whatever. Like,
there's a scene where that guy gets a lion. He's like, anybody can get past a dog. Hey, nobody fucking getting past the lion.
Then he gets that midget.
No, the monkey?
No, doesn't he get like a little midget?
I think he has the monkey.
He does have the monkey. You're right. That's what I was thinking of. That attacks him.
Monkey got his red belt. He's really good.
He's really good.
He's really good.
Not like when the grandma's like, somebody left this really weird tea.
Sophie left us some tea.
Was it actually tea or was it something else?
Oh, and she gave one guy cereal at that one party, and then she fucked up or something and gave it to someone else. Just took it right off his hands.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
My favorite.
I'm on Reddit. I gotta get off of this because I'm. This.
Dwight's starting to zone in. He's like,
you watch Reddit. One cat, or you look at one cat picture, and then you look at another.
Oh, you look at one cat picture, and it's
over.
That's it.
You gotta look at another one.
And then you gotta look at another one because you're like, well, shit.
So you guys, you guys have said that you guys are like on Halo Lockdown or whatever. Yeah. But what have you actually seen? Because there are things you've seen.
I watched all the promotional stuff way back, like 2 or 3 months back. I've seen the Spartan Ops stuff.
Have you watched any season 1 that came out a couple days ago?
No.
That's what I was watching.
I haven't seen anything.
It's just cinematic. There's a thingy.
Wait, are you talking about the trailer or the?
Yeah, the Spartan Ops.
Oh, not the 13 minute one.
No, just the trailer.
So you have to link it to him. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
We know the game's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Care. Yeah. I don't need to see a trailer for a game I know is going to be.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No.
Yeah.
Terry, you were saying something about work before these guys kept interrupting you.
Yeah, there's like this little like brochure kind of dealing at work. It's basically glosses over all the big details about the game. It's not too in-depth, but I've read that. That's pretty much it. Seen one or two trailers way back when. Mm-hmm. That's it. Ugh. Anything else? Nope.
Yep.
So I'm good to go.
That just made me want to buy it even more. Yeah. Fucking love Halo.
I don't believe that for a second.
You're not going to get very far with that attitude.
Let me install Halo 2 on my computer again so I can finally beat it.
No, wait, yeah, Terry saw the trailer because he was going on about how that ship ripped through the enemy one.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You saw the trailer. Because, yes, you were talking about how the ship ripped through the Covenant cruiser.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Was I right about that?
You were watching it and you were going on about that.
No.
I didn't see any trailer yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
I'm pretty sure Terry would remember anyways if it was yesterday or last week.
Yeah,
or
then there was like the assassination
of it yesterday.
Yeah.
Talk about Green Chief and Red Chief and
no, I know that about I know all about that. You son of a bitch.
That I didn't see any trailer. I know that there's a big ass ship called the Infinity because I read about it in the thing. And then you were talking about how it crashed, and I was like,
no, it didn't crash. It used itself as a bulldozer.
He just posted some picture and said,
that was me
talking. One of you talking. It was a fucking meme picture where it was like, oh, this ship's made of, there's billions of dollars and almost, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
And it crashes.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was Alex. I saw that. Yeah. And then he was talking about how it ripped through a Covenant ship.
You were doing all the talking.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know about that.
Regardless, yeah, I'm excited.
As I made a joke about it like immediately after.
So when's the beta for Battlefield 4 go live? Do we know that? That's
probably not for a while.
Well, that's too bad because that's what I'm looking for. It's time to get back in that cockpit, Alex.
I'm going to do the same thing I did with Battlefield 3. I'm not going to touch anything.
Yep.
I don't want to be disappointed by a beta,
especially one so soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the beta for 3, yeah, no, it was bad. It was pretty bad.
It was they picked a horrible match.
It was better than fucking Medal of Honor.
Oh yeah,
Alpha was awful.
All things. Yeah. I enjoyed it, but I thought it was a terrible choice for a map.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Friggin' Operation Metro.
Yeah.
That map was bad all around.
It was a fair PC got Caspian border.
Okay, well, all right, so. My theory with Metro was that it was the one map that they can show all aspects of the game real quick. So you have like an outside level with trees and everything like that. Then you go underground and you have all, you know, the
and then you have and then you have urban warfare.
And then you go out outside where you have destructibility of buildings and everything like that. It was
vehicles alpha and then they took them out.
Yeah, but then the thing was though is you never got to see any of that because it was all about point B. Fucking just wanted point B. If you didn't have B, you lost. There was no other point to Operation Metro except for to get point B.
Just rename it point B.
If they wanted to show everything, they should have done Caspian.
Yeah, Caspian.
Caspian doesn't have any underground.
For Xbox.
That was their best level.
Sure, PC had blasts with that.
No, they could have done Firestorm would have done a better job showing all that.
That's true. Because
it's got all those buildings around and everything.
No, there's like very little destructibility there.
No,
you can blow up the
Yeah, that one building. Oh, knocked down.
No, each one has something you can blow up. Like there's the building. If you're coming from the low ground, there's a building right there by where the point is on Rush that you explode. That building can be completely destroyed by the cars. You know what I'm talking about, Terry?
Yeah. Okay. That map would have been better.
At C, there's that one, and then at B, there's the warehouse, and at D, at B, there's the warehouse. At both points, they have a warehouse.
And anything would have been better than that.
B has three buildings to destroy.
You can put holes in them. You can't drop.
Well, yeah,
that was another issue with the game in general. I took out a lot of complete destruction.
Watching houses come down.
Walls out, but
I remember that one time in Battlefield. In Bad Company, we kept reviving each other all the way to the enemy spot. Oh, yeah. Just over and over, and then whoever could get there first would use their, what was it, that little drone or whatever? Because you wouldn't die while you were in it.
Oh, yeah.
That would be Terry. He was all that shit all the time.
Just like running around. And then we like got bored with that, so we destroyed every building in the map. And then right at the end, and destroyed all our own points. And then right at the end, we got joined by a bunch of high-level motherfuckers. That ended up winning.
I miss being able to do death circles with the helicopters.
Yeah. They were great when you're on offense.
Yeah, they're great when you're the one doing them.
Fucking bullshit when you're being spawn camped by a goddamn helicopter.
I remember when we fucking... when we started that whole put C4 on the fucking the UAV... And then we flew it into the last base or the last point there in Nelson Bay. And they were all sitting in there thinking they were bunkered in. And Terry hit it with a missile and just flew it in there. And we all blew the shit up. And they got all pissed.
Oh, now that Josh is here, we can once again talk about that time where I had snuck into their base and like six people followed behind me. And you were one of them. And they were all assault. And they all had C4. And we're just sitting there.
Oh, in Nelson Bay.
Yeah, on the MCOP. Just loaded that thing up.
And then they nerfed it to where like you couldn't kill points anymore.
Well, you could do it, but they made it so it's 50% weaker. So it was just like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I was really sad when you couldn't destroy enemy points by just blowing them up again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of unfair. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, I mean, that's just another tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was
especially
a tactic
for
C4. You can end the round in 2 minutes.
Well, they should have made a way for you to be able to repair
it. They nerfed it. That wasn't even an issue.
Yeah, they should have given you a way to. You should have been able to do it with your repair tool.
But that would have been That would have been pushing against Rush though. That would have been the whole opposite point of Rush. Go as fast as you can to beat the level.
That's true.
And with repair tool, it's like if you're gonna sit there repair tooling the thing, you may as well just set it.
Yeah. Right.
Faster.
No, if you're on the defense, you would repair it.
Oh, no.
Because then it would, I mean, maybe not with the repair tool, but something, you can repair it.
No.
And instead of nerfing it.
I don't know. There's just a couple levels, like, what was it, White Pass, where you just went to the top of the roof and just, you know, rained them down on top and then blew it up. You're like, all right, fucking point taken.
If you control that roof on that map, you control the game.
Well, if you get past the first point, you win the game.
Yeah, if you get past the first point, you win the game. But if you're defending it and you control the roof, you're good.
Yeah.
Attacking and you control the roof.
Which is funny because I still remember, like, a couple weeks after that map came out, the next set of points up at the top were in the buildings. And we just ran around in circles on the buildings with C4, then just collapsed both buildings and get, like, freaking 10 kills. people were mad. People were mad.
That was just a dumb map, the way they designed it.
That was a horrible map.
Let's put all the MCOMs inside destructible buildings.
It made a pretty decent Conquest map, but Rush.
Oh, I loved it on Conquest. It didn't make any sense on
Rush.
I miss having mortars as a recon. I feel like...
Yeah!
I feel really useless now when it comes to any like vehicle or anything, really, that's not just a person.
Well, yeah, because you're supposed to...
I mean, you could shoot through windows of, you know, I've shot people out of helicopters and stuff like that. That's great, but that's once in a blue... That's once in, like, 1,000 blue moons, you know? You go through 1,000 blue moons, and only one of those, you're going to nail it.
Well, that's your problem right there.
Unless
you're getting drunk.
Yeah. Unless you're... Beretta is notorious for sniping people with slug rounds out of the helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Those were good times, though, when you get that slug round with the shotgun. Yeah, just
I don't even know how you fucking do it, but
I remember... I remember the first time I saw that. It's because Harry showed me it. And it was bullshit because I was, as a recon, I was pissed. Because I had no idea. I didn't, you know, you hear about it when you're talking to your buddies. Terry comes over to my house and he plays Battlefield. He sets up fucking, I think it was a Spaz. No, it was probably the 870.
870 for sure.
Yeah, 870 with the slugs. And he just, he kills like 17 people across the map. I was so mad.
It was broken, dude. It's just broken.
And then, I miss the sniping mechanics in Bad Company 2. I don't like this whole scope sway shit in 3.
I've gotten over
it. We should have a BC 2 day.
We just, did, you know, a few months ago.
I sold mine.
Oh, I will never sell it.
I got my Bad Company 1 and 2.
So. Don't you remember how I couldn't sign on?
Oh, that's right. You were having
issues. Never, like, for the last 2 months that it was out, I could never get on. And so I just sold it.
I still have both PC and 360.
I was like, that's somebody else's problem now.
I still got both.
Yeah, I still have both.
It almost made me not buy 3, to be honest.
And then you did.
I would say, I was like, the one bad thing about playing Battlefield 3 is all other shooters blow.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't play other shooters.
Yeah, go back.
Fuck. That was like my favorite part in GameStop. People come in and be like, "Oh, you got that new duty?" I'd be like, "Yeah, but you should play Battlefield." oh, I played that game, it sucked. I was like, because you suck at it, right?
Suck at like, it. Every time that I talk to you about it, it's like, oh, that game's really hard. And it's always the thing, like, okay, that's the point.
That's the point.
That's because you've been fucking throwing up on Call of Duty.
I tried to jump in the helicopter and I died like five times. This game,
I tried to fly. This game sucks.
Yo, bro, this game blows. I want my money back. Let me get that duty, bro.
There, I'm in the middle of dealing with that right now with Brenny because he wants to like Battlefield, but he's a heavy Call of Duty person.
Throw up on Call of Duty, it just ruins it.
Well, see, that's the thing is like I was explaining to him is that I was heavy into Call of Duty and Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 and Call of Duty 4 stuff like that. Well, it's the same shit, but you know.
Yeah.
For the people that prefer to call it Call of Duty 4.
No, man, you got it wrong. It's Duty 4.
Duty Fall.
Talk about that Black Duty.
I played a lot of that. I was very heavily into it, and then trying to switch over to Bad Company 2 after Terry and all of them, they've been playing it this whole time, and they're very good at it. I was so angry, like, the first few months. I just couldn't get good at the game. I was like, this doesn't make fucking sense. The controls are stupid.
And I got bullet drop. I can't snipe at 50 yards without the bullet.
Yeah. Well, no, okay. The bullet drop thing, I wasn't actually mad about that. I like that. Cause,
bullet drop's awesome.
Yeah. Right. So it was just the fact that I just couldn't understand the mechanics of the game. Like, it just didn't make any sense to me. But then you play it, and then you understand why all these things are the way they are. And it's just such a better multiplayer experience. It's so much better.
And then you drive a tank up someone's ass.
Yeah. And then you freaking shoot them on the way back.
Gary, do you remember that time when we were up on that hill in Bad Company 2? You were tank sniping and I was in the machine gun just like murdering anyone that got close to us. Just jumping out of the thing and just shooting people right in the face. Trying to put C4 on you. We got so many kills that game.
Terry's a psycho. He would scoop up tanks with another tank.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember?
I remember.
What level is that when we went up on the side of that hill?
I think that was in Laguna Presa on that wooden
bridge.
The
desert. It was like the desert. It was high up. Harbor.
Orico Harbor?
Yeah.
It's like, charge a tank. The tank's trying to back up. Like, what's going on?
Scoop his ass up. Start shooting at him. Because if you can scoop them up and get under them, your gun will be right in their underbarrel and they can't shoot you.
And then you're just like, time to die. Just like,
It's funny when you see the other tank freak out and start backing up. Like, whoa, no.
Like, I definitely like flying the airplanes in 3, though. That was a blast. Yeah,
that's the best part.
Yeah. And then I remember one time I got stuck on the other team and friggin' Alex was used to shooting down nubs, and I'm friggin' flying against him and Adrian, and friggin' Alex is like, who the fuck is in this plane? I can't shoot this motherfucker down! Adrian's laughing his ass off, and I'm just sitting there all quiet, and friggin' Alex is like, who the fuck is this?
I got you.
After like 5 minutes of me fighting off both of you, I finally got shot down. I was like, and Adrian's like, really, dude, you have to ask? He's like, come on, man.
That son of a bitch. I always get my man.
There was one time where it was on Firestorm. Terry was flying the jet, and I wanted to run ground game. And it was Terry and Jose flying the jets, and there was one guy who kept shooting both of you down. And you guys were getting mad at this guy, and you told me to get in the jet. I immediately shot this guy down over and over and over. And by the end of the game, I get a message from this person saying, that was some good flying.
Oh, yeah, that was the girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing about the game. You'll find people that you just can't beat. And it's not because they're super good. It's just something about
you just,
them.
Just can't
win against them. And then somebody else will come along and be like, what, I just killed them.
And you're just like getting killed by this person over and over. And we've seen it. We've been on the other end.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, oh, I killed that motherfucker again, that poor bastard.
It happens every round. You always find that one guy.
Your rival.
And the worst part is that one guy.
He always spawns, around the corner. Right around the corner from you.
The one guy that's usually freaking raping your shit, too, is the guy on the bottom of their team with 5 kills. All of his kills are you, and you're like, you motherfucker.
This is bullshit.
That's the worst. You're like, God damn it.
I hate this. Yeah.
Yeah, that always, those days. That always seemed to happen to me on the, was it Laguna, in Bad Company 2, the jungle level, the Laguna Persa, I think it was called. Where
that
you
was
try,
a great level.
Yeah, I love that level. But, dude, when you were trying to go across that bridge that they could blow up and had that little tower there, oh my god, it's like no matter how hard I was hiding in the bushes or whatever, I always seemed to get capped by some jackass fucking engineer dude with like a UP-40 or something from all the way over on the other side. You're like, god damn it. It's like he's got a short-range gun and he's sniping me from half the map. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, that was Bad Company. Doesn't matter what gun you have, you can shoot anybody from anywhere.
You just gotta keep aiming up.
Oh, good times with that game.
Yeah.
And then you do the exact opposite with the sniper rifle. You put it four times on that bitch. Put it four times on your M95.
Which just makes sense.
I put red
logically. Mine.
That was all I needed was a red dot.
I figured, yeah.
Barrel down someone's throat.
The few times I picked up the sniper rifle, I had just the red dot on there, and it was just stupid. You just put the dot, you know, like a little bit above their head, and it was like...
What I would do is when I'd get close to someone and they'd startle me, I would hit the you know, the aim button and the trigger at the same time. Yeah, that would be me. Their head would come off.
That's awesome. But what was the desert level? Do you guys remember the desert level in Bad Company 2?
Atacama Desert.
Yeah.
I guess where all those assholes would be like snipers and go up on the hill and you would just walk over there and you would send them a message right before you stabbed them in the face. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, behind you, and then you would stab them real quick when they turned around.
Oh,
like,
no. You're talking about Arica Harbor.
Yeah, that's Arica.
Arica?
That one's got the big hill.
I was about to say, that was the best, dude. You freaking send them a message. Hey, behind you. And they turn around, stab.
They read the message and go,
I always thought if that ever happened to me, I would just sit still and pretend I didn't see it.
Yeah, pretend you didn't see it. And then just, well, no, he's not there. He's just joking with me.
Then all of a sudden, I get up and run.
You know what would be great if... I never even thought of this. The guy's just fucking with you, right? He's up on the hill. He kills you all the time, right? Just a sniper. You have his name. Just message him and be say like, oh, look out behind you. And then you watch him up on the hill. You're not actually behind him. You're down on the bottom of the hill. He gets up and turns around and runs away or something, you know?
Yeah. Just or when to get rid of him. He stands up to look behind him, you shoot him in the forehead.
Yeah, or you shoot him. Hey, there you go.
Or you run him over.
Look out behind you and you're standing there with a magnum.
Or you're actually there and you shoot him.
My kind of message. Or you don't say anything at all. You just don't say anything at all. You take a knee in front of him and you pull the trigger in the back of his head. Just and then you send a message that says, look behind you.
Sorry, game late.
Shoot first.
Thanks for the warning, Jack.
Oh, wait, I did this wrong. Look behind you.
Wait, go back.
No, it's okay because the freaking dumbass snipers, dude, they'll go right back to the same spot. So you get a second try. Just like, okay.
Let me go back. Now I got to walk all the way back to where I died.
Because no one ever thinks. People that aren't snipers are like, oh, they're not going to come back. But snipers are like, well, they're not going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be somewhere down at the bottom of the hill and I can shoot them in the head.
No one will be waiting for me there.
It's like, and one other thing I didn't like as much in Bad Company 3 was... they didn't have the tally of the dog tags per person.
Yeah, I hated that.
I loved looking at the people that I had stabbed 10 times. Friggin' had like 10 of their dog tags. You were just like, I fucking owned you, bitch.
Look at all this gold I have.
Look at all this gold I have.
Friggin', you could go swimming in all the dog tags we had.
I love just having somebody's dog tags. Just stacked.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That one guy.
That one guy that was always just like oblivious that you were behind him. And you're just like, oh, this motherfucker again.
I love the
knifing in that game. I love the assassinations and all that you can do in 3 now.
Yeah, but I wish it was like stabbing motion when you don't get the assassination. That'd be great.
It was just so much more fun.
Run up on someone in their face and be like,
I know. Stab him in their eye.
No,
I think I see you coming at them.
Like, I think the stab mechanic in 3 was better. It's just, I really wish you would be able to, like, hold on to the dog tags. I mean, there was nothing worse than stabbing a bunch of people, and you're like, oh, this is the last tag that I got? Oh, that's cool, I guess.
Well, thanks.
Like, whatever.
Even better, going to Vietnam and having the syringe stab.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, freaking killing people with the syringe.
I was running downhill in one of those maps. I think it was Hill Whatever, the one that's all on fire and everything.
Yeah.
Fucking running downhill as some guy's running uphill towards me. I'm trying to revive this guy on the ground at his foot. I just run down at him and fucking syringe him in the eye.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, I was trying to heal my buddy.
And they took the freaking the med pack kill out of Battlefield 3. You couldn't kill him with the defibrillator. You're like,
you can. It's very hard.
You could?
Yeah, like just right.
I tried for days, dude. I couldn't get it.
Just right.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not worth trying.
I think you gotta get a headshot with it.
Yeah, because in Bad Company 2, dude, you freaking run out of ammo. You just switch to your defib real quick. You got like
or the repair tool.
Yeah, the repair tool.
I don't like guys running at me with defibs, especially at close range.
It's even better. They're trying to stab you. You turn around and shoot him in the face and be like, my knife shoots bullets, asshole.
I like it. Knife bullet.
Oh, that game was too much fun. I like Bad Company 2 more than 3, I think.
I like 3. I'm better.
I'm better.
I've put more time into 3, and
I'm
not as far behind.
They need to perfectly blend 3 and Bad Company 2, and that'll be it. That'll be the game that everybody plays for forever.
Yeah. Just hoping Battlefield 4 is good.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're all gonna buy it anyways. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
We'll still buy the premium package they put out 3 months later.
Hell yeah!
God damn it.
Well, that's
save up $120.
I'll buy the game, but if it's no good, then I'm not getting any packs.
Are we at least gonna freaking get it on the computer this time so we could actually get the good graphics?
If I have a computer that's good enough, I'll get it.
I don't know. I need to relearn mouse and keyboard again.
No, I can't. I'm not even gonna try. I hate mouse and keyboard. I don't have my ball mouse anymore. I'm not gonna
do that. The thing is, though, Ryan, is that
ball mouse.
To play against PC users, you're almost obligated to play with your keyboard and mouse.
It's too precise.
I'm just going to get it on Xbox. I just hate mouse and keyboard. I can't coordinate.
It's so much better, though.
I'm not. I was born of the controller.
He is of the controller.
I was born and a controller came out of his butt.
It's true. That's why I came out a month early.
Had to make room.
Early release.
I gotta control my ass. Everybody move.
So you know what's really a little disappointing? I went to friggin' GameStop to pick up my HD collection of Zone of the Enders that had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up to the counter to pick it up, and the guy was just—he's looking at it, and he looks at me, and he goes, "What is this?" And I was like, "Fucking give me my game, dude!
Get your ass out of here!
Give me my
you
game,
motherfucker!
Get your grubby ass little finger.
I want to talk to your manager."
Somebody at GameStop said, "What is this?" I hope he loses his fucking job.
It's just like, oh,
I hope
you
gave him a lecture.
Where is this here, boy? I come in here for my gaming knowledge. If you don't have a gaming knowledge, maybe you should find another job.
I was like, dude, you've never heard of Zone of the Enders? I was like, get out of here. You probably even haven't even heard of Choro Q, you tool.
I guess I'm not hearing about a game. Like, I'm sure there's a game or two that Terry didn't like know about, like, oh, fuck, didn't care about. And he's just like, I hear this is a great game.
Yeah.
No.
You should buy it.
I don't know about a game. I will tell you. I don't know. And it's usually shit like Wii garbage.
Yeah. I would tell them that.
That's the thing,
that?
Though. Is that,
this Barbie game on the S. I don't fucking know.
Bitch, I'm an adult.
I was working there, they'd pick up a Wii game, and I would just be like, and they'd be like, is this any good? I was like, it's not any better than what you already have. And they just looked at you like, what? What? I was like, well, you have Wii Sports, right? You have Wii Sports Resort? And they're like, yeah, those games are awesome. I was like, well, that's a shittier version of that. You should just not bite.
I love how when you like parents go in there and you give them that, like when the GameStop employee gives you like an honest opinion, they're like, "What do you mean?" And like kids go in there like, "Thanks, you really saved me some time."
Yeah.
Like I want a GameStop employee gives me some good information about a game. Like I appreciate that. I'm leaving now without this game.
Right, but hey, will you go back?
I keep hearing about.
Would you go back?
Yeah. Oh, I go back all.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you know,
I keep hearing from Alex, Alex and Jose about how their stores are just shitty.
Our store's great.
Got asshole people. Fucking me and Josh, our store. Fucking we do.
Dude, we
right.
have people coming from all over the place.
Dude, like, I love my store. It's dope. They're it's like
that store was awesome when Lou was still in charge, like the core team.
Yeah,
and they had
like that was the shit. I liked going there and like talking to people and having fun. And now when I go there, like I'll see Robert and I'm like, "Hey Robert, how you doing?" I'll talk a little bit. Yeah, you know, I told Terry the other day on a little still. Break. And yeah, I see you're still working out.
Keeping those guns in check.
Hey, Robert,
but that girl
cool.
that works there, Terry, your new manager, she looks like a bitch. Like she's just sad or angry all the time. She's not ever smiling and she's not
I'm
ever
so
talking.
Sad or angry.
I can't tell. I can't figure out what's going on with her. And then you have some other people there too
she's
that I see right. rarely.
Yeah.
She's an okay person. I'm just saying. I don't feel happy being in your store right now because of
her. You know what, Dwight? Everybody said that. Like, everybody quit. As soon as, like, I left to go to Stockton and then Lou, like, and it's for sure as soon as Lou left, everybody that went there, everybody was just like, fuck
that
place.
It's, it's not the same vibe anymore. It's really not.
Yeah, change of management does that.
Yeah. Well, because
Lou ran that shit awesome.
When I got my own store, Israel moved to ASM, and then everything was still cool then.
Yeah,
but
it was cool. Yeah, it was
but
fine.
then when I moved to Montana, and everybody basically went to the store. Yeah, everybody went to the Stockton store, and then everybody was like, "Wait, what the fuck just happened? Like, where'd everybody go?"
Huh. Yeah, once Lou and Israel left, the vibe was gone. It was over.
Yep.
That house vibe just went away.
Oh,
that hip-hop house vibe.
You can still hear the echoes of the house
it's
music
like,
now.
You, know, I mean,
you
like,
can still hear the beat dropping.
House music. Oh, God. I remember he tried to explain that to me one time. I was like, dude, it's like techno. He's like, no, it's like techno with, like, funk.
I was like, yeah, no, it's techno and disco.
I was like, okay, whatever, man.
What he's into is techno and disco.
It's disco.
Yeah. Disco. Tech disco.
The Deckno.
Deckno, there you go, Deckno. One step away from dubstep.
Now you got people who don't know what the fuck Zone of the Enders is.
Wait, what?
Now you got people who don't know what
Zone of the Enders
is.
I haven't even played Zone of the Enders is, but I know what Zone of the Enders is.
Yeah, fucking Zone of the Enders.
It's a short game. The first one was super short.
It was like 6 hours long, yeah.
No, not even. I beat it in like two.
I hear the
man,
second
put it on hard
one
mode.
You want to play.
What?
Nah, but...
So I hear the second one's the one you want to play.
Yeah, I haven't played the second. I only played the first.
Second one was really good.
Yeah, we had the original PS2 one for the longest time, and I always meant to get it, but...
Yeah, because it was like $3.
Yeah.
Definitely one of Hideo Kojima's better games.
Yeah, we don't have the $3 games anymore.
Yeah.
They got rid of them. They chucked them. We're moving out PS2 now.
That's
about PS2
fucking time.
Out.
Yeah.
There's a... anime of it. What the fuck? 26 episodes.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's big, dude.
What are we talking about?
Zone of the Enders.
The Enders.
Wow. Where you pilot the orbital frame Kahuti.
And I like how friggin' Hideo Kojima promises that he'll make a third game sometime before he dies.
Sometime in the
yeah, he's like,
50
we'll make
years.
We'll definitely make a third Zone of the Enders, but we'd have no idea when. And it was like, that was the end of the interview. It was like, what the fuck? Like, that's how you're going to beat it.
I promise not, I'll do it before I die.
Metal Gear.
Don't worry, guys. I know the exact date when
like,
I'm
he's
die.
Like, let me make three more shitty Metal Gears, and then I'll make a game that, you know, I really want
to
make.
I need to print some money out first.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Oh, shit. Some of the artists that did Gurren Lagann worked on the Zone of the Enders one.
What, now you're going to be a fanboy? Is that what it is? You're going to jump on board now? Uh-huh. Figured I love Zone of the Enders. So
well, I better go do it now. Yeah, I'm gonna play the second one and then watch this.
Freaking Zone of the Enders is only $30 for both of them for the Xbox or PS3 right now.
$30 for, I just want the second one. I already beat the first one.
I should have picked that up.
You get two games, high definition.
I didn't know it came out the same day as Assassin's Creed. That's what threw me off.
Yeah.
That's always rough.
Yeah. It's like, I really want this
like
game.
When it's, good, when it's a good game, but it's not really known, and it releases on a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, my thing was, is I just wasn't going to buy Assassin's Creed, so it was easy for me.
It was like XCOM and Borderlands.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, everybody was like, the world was divided in two.
Yeah, I still am trying to get XCOM, but that's later down the list probably.
I wanted to look into XCOM. I saw someone streaming it, and I watched it for like 5 minutes. It's like, that's pretty cool.
It's totally cool, dude, but when it came down to it, I was going to get Borderlands no matter what.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll wait for it to drop. Or actually, I'll wait for Black Friday. I'm sure all that stuff will drop. But I'll probably never find Zone of the Enders
anymore. That's like, I feel bad for whatever game comes out the same day that Rainbow Six Patriots does, because I won't fucking buy anything but Rainbow Six.
When does the next Rainbow Six game come out?
They pushed it back to like 2013 or something.
Yeah, it'll be next year.
That's not that far, guys.
Yeah, then they're going to push it back to the new system.
It was originally supposed to be out like now or something.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah,
it comes out the same day Grand Theft Auto does.
That'd be terrible. No one would buy that game.
Nah. I'll buy Rainbow Six, dude. I
dude, I'm excited. I didn't even know they were making another one. That's fucking awesome.
It looks pretty good.
I was so good at Rainbow Six Vegas, too.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, but I was.
You are not cut out for that.
Oh, was he really not good?
He is not cut out for Vegas, too.
I was amazing.
Dude, I'm hiding behind boxes and I see a sniper and I'm like, Timmy, don't! And the first thing he does is run out into the open way. Ah! The sniper just picks him off immediately.
I came back and got him.
Tyler and I played that game all the time, dude.
We should stream that sometime. Me and Alex played that game the one time.
Yeah, we should stream that sometime.
Okay, guys, well, this podcast has gone on long enough. So thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's podcast. We started real strong on Pokemon and then just went to Battlefield. And that was really about it. And we kind of drifted between little topics and stuff like that. But you guys have anything else you wanna say real quick before we take off? No? Yes? No? Everybody's quiet. Fine. All right. Bye, everybody.
I don't hear anybody else, dude.
Alex is talking to me, but he can't hear you.
Hold on, let me leave your call.
I can't hear him.
What is going on?
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Hey, hi. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
There we go. Yeah, now I can hear you.
What's going on? add people to this call.
Are we back?
Oh, there's Josh.
We're back. Man, and we just totally missed a good conversation where Terry and I were talking about having sex with each other.
What?
We stopped recording.
Yeah, you guys dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, dude, we totally had a moment.
See, because like Alex, the Skype call dropped it, like as soon as I was saying, like, does anybody have anything else you want to say before we take off? And you guys were being so anything. Nothing. Yeah, I was like, you guys are being
really
cold. I was
playing, and then everything dropped, and I was like, have I been talking to myself the whole time? Are there just voices in my head?
So let's do a proper outro.
Wait, we ended?
We ended, yeah, because I said, I was like, all right, this podcast has gone long enough, so we need to wrap this up, and then I like did a little recap.
Were, like, having a conversation. When did you say that?
When everybody stopped talking.
No, and Terry was totally going to touch me, dude.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? We had a thing going on here.
No, Alex, you were there.
I was here. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, like, the call dropped on Skype, and the call was gone, but me and Alex were still talking for some reason. We're like, I don't know what happened.
Are you serious? Because the three of us were having a long conversation. What were we talking about?
Rainbow Six.
Yeah, we were talking about Vegas, or Rainbow Six.
Yeah, and I was like, the last thing I said was, Terry, we should stream that sometime. And then that's when I was like, all right, this call's gone long enough.
Oh, no, we kept talking about it.
Yeah, we kept going.
Yeah,
we kept talking for a while about how great Rainbow Six is. And
yeah. Okay.
Anyways, we got to wrap the podcast up anyway, so how about we give the people a proper goodbye?
Well, yeah, I mean,
Skype really fucked with our call list today.
Good podcast, kind of.
Bad.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast.
Bad.
We'll see you next
silly
week.
Skype.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. See you later.
I want to touch you, Terry.
Oh.
That means I'm on the show!
All over for you. I was getting worried.